Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country, as welcome Black, National Talk Black, and have you say, yarn up strong, you mob. All right, today we're going to catch up with an artist, First Nation, Matilda Nona, as the primary recipient of CIAF's, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair's new catapult program for independent artists. And we have Matilda on the line. Matilda, good morning. Matilda, not there. Where are you? Matilda, you there? Hello? Matilda. No, not Matilda. We will try and catch up with Matilda very soon and just talk about her being the recipient of CIAF's new catapult program for independent artists. And CIAF is Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, of course, coming up to, I think it's 14 years now, been operating, world-renowned. And look, it's great to be working in this space again. We work closely with CIAF, and we'll check again with Matilda. Matilda, good morning. Matilda's not there. Oh, phones are playing up. Not good, not good, not good. But anyway, stay tuned, you mob. National Talk Black, yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. You can also text the brother as well. 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Stay tuned, you mob. Too deadly. Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. I was reaching out to Matilda Nona as a primary recipient of CIAF's new catapult program for independent artists. Let me check, see if she's there. Matilda, good morning. Hello, Matilda.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Good morning. How are you, sis?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
I'm from Bardu Island, Torres Strait.
Yes. And congratulations, primary recipient of CIAF's new catapult program for independent artists.
Wow.
It's too deadly.
It's about time exciting for me. I'm so excited and
good,
nervous
good.
At the same time. And already my mind's going, oh, what I going to do, what I going
to
do.
Sorry. So paint the picture. Tell the mob who Matilda Nona is and tell us about your artwork and how you started. And make that yarn there, please, sis.
Well, my name is Matilda Nona from Bardu. Mm. I work at the Bardu Art Center, so I started here in 2014.
Yes.
I started here as a cleaner for a little while. Then when I worked here, then the artist asked me if I wanted, I should try doing printing with them, which I always liked art, so I just never had time. And I'm more relaxed, and then I did jump on board with the Bardu artist, did my first print, then that went off to a show in Perth with Mosseson Gallery. Was my first group show with them Bardu artists, and at that time I was the only female with them boys.
Represent, only female.
Wow. Then it started from there, and then I just got more into it. Then there was a time when there was a big another show come for the Art Center. We had to do really big lino, 2 meter pieces. Then I was like, oh, you know, I can't do that. Then I'm no, if them boys go do it, I got to be there too. You know, I'm not going to miss out. So now I'm known for my very big 2 meter print. So
good.
I think
fantastic.
I'm the first indigenous female in Queensland, probably Australia, to do these big 2 to 3 meter pieces. Yeah.
Too deadly, my sister. And started as a cleaner. Well, how deadly are you, eh?
True. Now I'm one of the leaders.
Or go chuck around that mop and that broom. Or go paint.
Well,
go paint.
I have to make them up with me on the floor.
That's too deadly, my sister. Representing. So you're enjoying the journey, and it has become an industry for you, a pathway, but a business entity as well, you could say, yes.
Well, it helps me a lot, like financially, and helps me provide for my kids that are living all off the island. So they go to school, go to a high school there down Rockhampton way.
Boarding school,
So art, and not only that, made me feel good about myself and putting Badua out there and, and doing something for my community and my children.
Well, we can,
kind of
Matilda, we congratulate you too dearly, my sister. And, of course, so you'll have you'll be showcasing some of your artwork at KIAF this year, Kansas Indigenous Art Fair?
Yes, I will be. So this is on my journey now.
Good.
I go flying now, being an independent artist now. And we go try and do big commission work maybe next year after this hospital program or...
Well, my sister's about enjoying that journey, and by the tone of your voice, like you're proper excited, you're enjoying that journey, and but you also become a mentor for, if not young girls, but young girls and boys, for Indigenous art space.
Yes,
Wow.
So I'm exploring other mediums.
Yes.
So living on an island, hard for us artists to, it costs a lot of money to bring canvases and all them art supply come up. So I've now started looking in my own backyard and I kind of doing something, I'd like to say, it's why.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I say this is first of its kind will come out of the Torres Strait.
Good.
So I'm now working with natural ochres and plant extracts and
it could be a signature move as well, my sister. Ownership on that. Wow.
Yes. So I'm also doing my own signature Malojule ink that I use where my linos. So these are all new that I really need more working with people who go show me, for archival purposes and things.
Yes.
But
Well, Subby, we all students for life, my sister.
Yeah.
Wow. Too deadly.
Yeah,
look, I'm so proud of you.
Mentor a lot of young mafia and drag them come to the centre.
Wow. Lead from the front. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Too deadly, Matilda. Thank you very much for sharing. Looking forward to seeing your work. Now, you got a web page, or how can people see your work, sister?
Not yet, but you can see some of my work on the Badu Art Centre page.
Badu Art Centre page,
Also, I will also let you guys know I'll be having my first solo show. That will be opening on the 8th of March. We're one small private gallery in Fortitude Valley in Brisbane.
Brisbane, beautiful.
Yeah,
all right, lovely.
Outer Space.
What's it called? What's it called, sister?
My work there.
What's it called?
My sand paintings and natural painting work.
And what are you calling the exhibition? You there, sis? Are you calling it? You there, Matilda? Nah, I lost Matilda. Matilda. Too deadly. Matilda Nona, her name is, and look, she's the recipient of KIAF's new Catapult program for independent artists. And too deadly, that story started, 10 years ago, she was the cleaner there at the Badu Island Art Centre, just cleaner, and there it is. And now she's one of the leading artists and the first female recipient of KIAF's new Catapult program for independent artists. Too deadly represents. Fantastic. Have you seen Yanup Song? Added to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Get
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416. patiently waiting for someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murder without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hits. Then I move in silence,
over my land.
When the moon at its highest,
nobody
and my soul is defined.
Define my
I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Standing on the shoreline, Cooperman coming. Might not wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna murder, let's ride.
Say that it came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me.
Standing on the shoreline,
Cooperman coming.
Might not wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna murder, let's ride.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yana with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yana, strong new mob. Now, the Telstra Best of Business Award celebrates Australia's best small and medium-sized businesses. And look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Sally Ether, Executive Manager of Ether Group, and talk about her successful win there. On the line, we have Sally. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Trevor. And yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So I also have here my husband, Peter, who's Managing Director of Ether Group, and our daughter, Davinia.
And hi, Peter, and hi, Davinia. How are you?
How are you, bud?
Very good, very good.
Yeah, we're good. So Dad and I are from descended from the Tarkadin people up in Mount Isa. I've never actually been back on country. I'd love to go.
Yes.
People like, oh, it's beautiful up there. But we've grown up and we live and work now on Darug land, and that's the real community that we aim to impact down here, the people that have supported us our whole lives.
Beautiful, fantastic. Well, I'm Murray from Curry, just down the road from the Isa. So fantastic. So tell us about your business. Tell us about the Ether Group there, please, Sally.
Sure. So Ether Group is a 14-year-old transport and earth-moving business.
Okay.
However, they're just the tools of our trade, the trucks and the big Tonka toys.
Mm.
What we actually do is, you know, we consider ourselves an impact business.
Yes.
And we aim to have environmental and social outcomes in every aspect of our business dealings.
All right, fantastic. And so how long have you been running the business for?
14 years.
14
now.
Years.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So family affair with husband and daughter at the table as well.
Yeah, all of us. We've also got my aunt, so Dad's sister works in the business.
We've yes.
tried to give opportunities to family, and then that extended cool. to, you know, our community has become our big family as well.
All right, fantastic.
We're also a family business full of other families.
Yes.
So we've had brothers work with us, other, you know, parent and children and other siblings come and work with us. So, yeah, it's a real family affair here.
So tell us about the earth-moving machinery that you guys have. Do you hire them out or do you get contracts to go and do jobs? Paint that picture, please, sis.
So, Trev, I'll jump in there.
Okay, Pete,
So, brother, from the tractors side, as Sally said, you know, 14 years ago, we're involved in an industry called construction.
Mm.
But unfortunately, you know, without the right tools and the right approaches, it's destruction. So what we did is we went out, we raked a couple of bucks together and went and bought an old truck and it was pink and not many fellas wanted to drive it, so I had to give her a spray job. We painted it white and put it on the road.
Yes.
And, you know, 14 years later, we've got over 20 of them girls and over 20 bits of plant. Now, as Sally said, they're the tools of the trade, but
yes.
Just to put in perspective, over the last 14 years, I've been able to divert 9 million tonnes back into the building industry and, you know, another perspective is, you know, 4 million tonnes of that into the brickworks, which they deemed as a waste. I saved them millions of dollars and we stuck that 4 million tonne back into the brickworks and that's would make about 250,000 homes of repurposed
material. That's beautiful. And look, the whole country is starving for houses, for homes. So very important. 100%. So you work in a very good, a very powerful position. You're in a powerful position as a business.
Yeah. Look, and when we look at that and appreciate the fact, and you know, we're honoured to be able to play a part. You know, with the triple C's, caring for country, caring for community, and caring for culture.
Yeah.
You know, we're able to make a difference, and, you know, especially the community we're in.
Yes.
With the award that we got, a little bit of national recognition.
Good.
You know, we're willing to play a part wherever we work.
No, fantastic. And you don't do what you do for any awards or recognition. You're a business.
Absolutely.
But it's good to get recognised, my brother. It means you're on track there, Peter.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And you're 100% right, because it's not what gets us out of bed. You know, the community we grew up in, you know, going back to, you know, we've all got the same stories of, you know, just growing up in a modest and, you know, in housing commission ourselves and, you know, all the guys that were surrounded with a low economic. So, you know, watching these guys grow and their inspirations and mate, some of these fellas and girls, they're going off, they're buying their own trucks, we're very proud to play a part in it.
Fantastic. And so you help them with their ticketing and their license and things like that and white tickets?
Yeah,
and
so all internal, Trev.
Yes.
We, you know, I grew up sitting in the side of tractors. We can't really do that that much these days, you know, with all the OH&S, but we've got our own sites and you know, we bring them on board and they spend time.
Mm.
You know, the guys spend time on the ground, and then we help them get their white cards, and then we help them get their VACs, their tickets, and then they're inspired to want to grow beyond Eater Group. So, you know, as I said, I've had guys buy their own trucks, machines, move off into other areas. So, yeah.
No, fantastic. Is Davinia there?
Yeah.
So, what's her role? What hat does she wear? And a big hello.
Hello. I've been in the company, I think it's 4 years now, so I came straight out of high school and Dad didn't want me to go anywhere else. He wanted me to come into the business, so I came in, started doing...
He asked you or he told you, sister?
Yeah. my role really, like, we've been doing these incredible things the whole time that we've been a business, but no one knew about it because, you know, everyone's humble around here, try and fly under the radar, I guess. But there's a real value in making sure that everyone hears what we're trying to achieve and then seeing that they can also play a part in that and do that in their own way as well, make something of it, inspire that kind of change and impact.
Yes.
So my role is really trying to get the word out and showcase the things that we're already doing that we have always wanted to do and have been doing from the start and getting that in front of different people. So that's what I really do, is the storytelling part.
Yeah, no, fantastic. Well, congratulations, and thank you for the yarn there, Davinia. Thank you, Peter. And Sally, all the best to you, and thank you very much. Team effort, congratulations, in regarding Telstra Best for Business Awards. Leading from the front, and enjoy that journey, you mob.
Thank you so much for your time, Trevor, and reaching out. We're truly appreciative.
Too deadly. Only dealing with winners. You take care. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn. That's Sally there. Sally, Peter, and Davinia. Ether, their name is, and they're part of the Ether Group, which picked up an award, the Telstra Best of Business Awards, and they operate down south there and operate in the earth moving industry, and trucks and the loaders and what have you. So fantastic. Started with a pink one, so that didn't work. No one wanted to drive the pink truck, so he painted it white, and then kicking goals now, so left, right, and centre. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Added the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
I'm created by the Most High, powerful host of angels in the sky. This I say, I know life. Cultural dancing be passed down from generation, expressing my identity. This is a representation to my land and coral sea. Coral sea, wo-yo-yo-yo. As we strike and hit the ground, feel the earthquake beneath your feet. My spirit's filled with strong beliefs, feel the energy. My mala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the
feel
island.
The energy.
Strike in, my bala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the islands. Yeah. Stop him. Watch him strike him. You play be look.
Feel the energy.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, yarning with the Bully. I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinja Country, BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, ILF, is delighted to announce the appointment of three new board members. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Ben Bowen, Indigenous Literacy Foundation CEO. And we do have Ben on the line. And a very good morning, Ben. How are you, Ben? Hello, Ben.
Hey, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Ben Bowen. I'm a Wiradjuri Gundagara man with ties up to Hopewell Way.
Yes.
And born and bred down in Sydney.
All right, fantastic. Now, you are the CEO of the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, and delighted to announce you have three new board members appointed. So introduce them. Who are the three new board members?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got Nicole Aberdee, who's a barrister and a legal academic for over 20 years, who's been highly involved with the ILF for a number of years now. We also have Amara Barnes, who's a Wiradjuri woman, who's coming from a big history with SBS and Westpac and PwC.
Yes.
And also Thomas Mayer, who doesn't need any introduction.
Yes. Well, you scored well there, my brother, scored well. So how many board of directors on board?
These guys will bring us up to about 9 board members this year, so it's a big, exciting stage for the ILF that we're growing in the work that we're doing with communities, and it's been a call for our board to grow with us as well and get more skills and better representation from broader community as well. So
fantastic
time for us.
And so for our listeners out there, just to explain ILF, Indigenous Literacy Foundation, and the work that you guys do, please.
Yeah, Literacy Foundation, we deliver books into remote communities. So at the moment, I think we're supporting about 430 communities across Australia. We deliver up to about 130,000 books each and every year out to those communities. And out of those books, 54% of them are from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander creators and artists. And part of the work we're building on at the moment is our publishing arm. So really working with communities to work to publish their stories into commercial operations so that they earn royalty rates. And also working with them about home languages. So a lot of bilingual books, publishing for the international markets and making sure that community can speak and write and celebrate their own languages.
Fantastic. So it becomes a beautiful platform, a vehicle as such to nurture our language, keep it alive, but also a business entity as well.
Look, absolutely, and it's one of the biggest challenges for our kids. You know, we all want them to have a good education and get out there and have all the opportunities in the world, but sometimes we just need to show them some direct links, and that's what the ILF's trying to do through this work is, you know, our mobs are known for their ability to still tell stories and our ability to, you know, keep those good yarns going over days and days and days. But teaching our kids how to write those stories into books and how to cement their ideas actually gives them a pathway into an income and into a career.
Yeah, beautiful. And ILF, how long has ILF been operating for?
In all its forms for about 20 years now. 20 years, we've been around for a very long time. But it's really the last couple of years we've really been accelerating through the support of community around Australia.
Good, fantastic. And you holding the reins, how long have you been CEO, brother?
Oh, a bit over 2.5 years now. Yeah. I've had the privilege of sitting in the hot seat.
Enjoying that journey?
I absolutely love it, and it's a huge privilege to be able to work with so many of our mob around the country, but also, like the as we said today, the board members that we are attracting. It's a huge privilege to be able to have the opportunity to work so closely with them.
Well, look, congratulations with the three new board members, Nicole, Amara and Thomas. Fantastic. I think you scored well. I think that scored well. Fantastic organisation. Good yarning with you, Double B. Ben Bowen, all the best, and we'll keep in touch, my brother.
Lou. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Adelia, yeah, there, Ben Bowen, Indigenous Literacy Foundation CEO, and announcing three new board members who've been appointed, Nicole Abadie, Amara Barnes, and Thomas Mayo. And look, fantastic leaders in their own right. So great to see them at the table with ILF and look, steering that fantastic organisation into the future and a great platform for our mob, especially our young ones at schools and getting education. Fantastic. Have you seen Yana Strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, a bit of a voice of Auntie Ruby Hunter with us in spirit. Women in Business, Too Deadly, all you beautiful women out there, thank you for being you and be strong, and girls can do anything. I'm a great advocate of women, women leaders. We need more women managers, CEOs, business owners, chairpersons, leading from the front. So Too Deadly, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn in Circle, we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. We're based here live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. Look, don't forget today, February 13, each year marks the anniversary of National Apology to the Stolen Generations, who suffered trauma because of past government policies of forced child removal. Many of these removals occurred as the result of laws and policies aimed at assimilating the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population into the predominantly white community. Stolen generation survivors are some of Australia's most vulnerable people, and many have kept their stories and experiences secret for many years, even decades. Through hearing the resilient stories of stolen generation survivors, there is now a willingness of Australians to join in on the healing journey, to be part of the solutions into the future. This is the spirit of the anniversary. And this fantastic words were from the Healing Foundation. A little bit about the Healing Foundation. The Healing Foundation is a national Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisation that partners with communities to address the ongoing trauma caused by actions like the forced removal of children from their families. So, yeah, thinking of our loved ones, our elders, and who've gone before us as well in regard to the apology, national apology on February 30, we recognise this day. So there it is, your mob. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation in National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM, BBM.
War, Amisir, Amisir. Bagwar War in Kurlam.
Karagir, that's Raz Alpha here on your daily program, National Talk Black. I believe we've got Michael on the line. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, definitely.
Michelangelo, good morning. Marbala. Let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Bala?
Well, like I said, I'm a universal warrior like Tagai.
Yes, universal warrior. I love that, brother. Good description. Yeah. Good description.
Like my mob from Polynesia. Indonesia and Seven River, Cape York.
Yeah, beautiful. Good footprint. Yeah. What you want to yarn about, my brother?
Yeah, it's just about everything to do with like football is starting.
Yeah, rugby league.
Yeah.
And just to paint that picture, my brother, you are in a wheelchair because of that game. And as sad as it is, but you live your life, my brother.
Yeah, it's like 30 years of improvising, waiting for compensation. The lawyers don't want to know you.
Yeah.
The courts don't want to know you. Didn't even have a day in court.
Look, we talked to Brother George Ryan here, lives in Cairns, in a wheelchair as well because of the game of rugby league. It happened many years ago. There wasn't a lot of support when the accident happened for both you and George.
Yeah, nothing. CDRL didn't even lift a finger.
Mm.
You know, that everybody abandoned you. Like for Jerry Chung, I think Philip Brown is going through that problem now.
Yes.
We're all going to get the eardrum problem.
Yeah.
You know, Wally Lewis doesn't know if he's up or not at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's got brain damage.
Well, I look at that footballer, Newcastle footballer, McKenna, I think his name was. He had an accident, and then they did a dollar coin donation for the next weekend, and he received over $1 million.
Yeah, and then he got paid up to shut up.
Yeah.
Got paid out like 20 million to shut up because he was going to still take him to court anyway.
So
they shut him.
There's a lot of work to be done in that area, isn't there?
Yeah, it's right across the... every year at the final unit in Brisbane, they take about 7 to 8 players every year.
Mm.
And nobody talking about it. It's not only rugby league, it's all the code.
Yeah, sure, exactly, yes.
Boxing, you know, like a lot of players are committing suicide.
Mm.
Yeah. Like Paul Green did there. Everybody else did.
It's becoming a pandemic, isn't it?
Yeah, and no one wants to. So me and George are calling on other guys to come on board and take it to the High Court in Canberra. Take it to the High Court so that we can actually get some justice, because there is no justice, especially for Indigenous people in this country. You can't even go to court.
Mm.
Like that funeral fund.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to cap it.
UPLA. Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah, you only work so much. Yeah. So that's selling is as short again.
Yes.
So it's like when the crime is committed 50 years ago, but they still dig it up for white people.
Yep.
But what for our mob, they don't care. They don't care if people go missing every year. There's no search for our people.
Yes.
As soon as one white woman goes missing in the bush, you know?
Yeah, whole world stops. Exactly.
Yeah, whole world stops.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting too weird for my life.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, then, Bob. Thanks for that.
Okay, Bully, you take care. That's Michael Angelo Newey, and sad affair. He's in a wheelchair. Thanks to the game of rugby league happening up here in Cairns District Rugby League, and also George Ryan, whose brother lives up here as well, First Nation man, and in a wheelchair because of the game, and happened about 30-odd years ago, and no compensation, and they're still fighting for compensation, and look, sad affair, but there it is. Have your say in Yarnup Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talkback, 1-800-422-416.